Hello, my audio boo friends. It's February 25th, and it's currently a quarter past six in the evening. I am going grocery shopping, and I'm going to do a quick February 22nd audio boo. So the topic for the February 22nd audio boo was, what do you do to combat boredom? And I think that was actually on the audio community, I believe that was one of my questions that I had submitted. And the question was, do you get bored? And when you do get bored, what do you do about it? Well, I don't get bored. Probably because I have too many things on my to-do list. So, and I'm always doing something on my to-do list. So it's very rare that I get bored. There are times, however, when I don't feel like doing anything on my to-do list. And then, it's not boredom. Then it's sort of, okay, I'm not forced to do anything on my to-do list. What do I feel like doing? And it could be anything. It could be reading. It could be sitting and just looking outside with a cup of tea. Or hopefully, which I'll do in the next few months, I'm crossing my fingers, I sit on my front porch with a cup of tea and just enjoy the breeze and watch the world go by. And that's usually what I do when, quote unquote, it's not really boredom, because I don't get bored, but when I don't feel like doing what's on my to-do list for different reasons, whether it be because it's tedious, whether it's because it's something that I haven't touched in a while, maybe a project or something that has to be done around the house that I haven't done in a while and that I don't necessarily relish getting back into. I'm speaking specifically, of course, about renovations, which tend to kind of drag on with me because I get bored of them. Ah, there's the bored. But it's not really bored of them. It's just because there's so many details and things. In some instances, these renovations can go on and on and on. And sometimes it's things like picking colors, or I have to, say, apply drywall plaster and then wait till it dries and then sand it a bit and then apply another coat. And oftentimes I'll apply the first coat and then while it's drying I'll do something else, or I have to wait a day and then something else comes in the way, you know, another project, or we're visiting people, or we're having people over, or whatever it may be. So there's no continuity to my renovations, and therefore when I do have some time and I should get back to them, sometimes I kind of waver and later. So in and of itself, no, I don't really get bored. And that would be my February 22nd. And for the life of me, I can't remember what February 23rd. I just looked them up. I got a short memory tonight. That's strange. So I'm going to leave my audio boo listeners with a little piece of information as to yours truly and what happened today to me. First of all, my arm is very, very slowly getting better, but it's really slow. And today I was putting on my t-shirt. Yes, I had taken a shower and I was just putting on my t-shirt, and I bent my arm in a way that I don't normally, or I've been trying to avoid because of the pain. And I was able to get just a little bit past the point where the pain was, because there was less pain, and all of a sudden I heard a crack. And it was basically like cracking one's knuckles. All of a sudden, the pain in my shoulder went away completely. But it only lasted a fraction of a second, unfortunately. But I figured, oh, there is hope. You know, for just a split second, I almost felt no pain. And then, unfortunately, it came back. At that point, I got in the car and I went to the local hospital here because I had an appointment to have a Holter. I don't know if my Audio Blue listeners know what a Holter is. A Holter is basically a portable EKG machine. An electrocardiogram, or an ECG machine. EKG, ECG? No, ECG is encephalogram, right? Geez, I can never remember those two acronyms. I think it's EKG, which is an electrocardiogram. Basically, it plots your heart, your heartbeats, and the different types of electrical signals that are involved in the heartbeat. And they want to monitor me because my doctor said that people who had suffered heart failure, such as yours truly, as they get on in life, sometimes they need a pacemaker because they suffer arrhythmia. And he wants to rule it out because he can't, with one instance of an EKG in an office, he can't see any patterns. So he says, you know, either it could go both ways. Like he does an EKG and he looks at it, he goes, ooh, that doesn't look very good. And then he might do the same EKG 3 minutes later and it looks fine. And then he might do it again 3 or 4 weeks later and he might get the same results. So he wants to do a 24-hour, hence the portable version of this EKG machine, to get sort of a baseline to find out if, you know, how far away am I to needing one? Is there any arrhythmia at all? And because he says you may not even feel it. I do sometimes feel palpitations, but that's not necessarily an indicative of arrhythmia. Most people that have arrhythmia don't even know it. So he said, you know, it could work both ways. And I mean, I don't relish the idea of getting a pacemaker. I know several people who have them, and it's really not that invasive. But, you know, at 49, it's not something I really want to think about. But I'll be fine. I'll be fine. It's just one of those things, right? So when I got home from the hospital, and I'm now all wired up here. I feel like some kind of real weird robot walking around. I got this little machine hanging off of me on a holster, and all these wires hooked up to my chest. And the machine doesn't make any noise. It's completely unobtrusive. You don't even know you're wearing it. Other than the fact that, you know, they have to shave your chest hair and glue these things on. I laughed with the technician who was putting it on because I said, oh, so I guess tomorrow when I come in, I get a free depilatory. And she had a good laugh with that. She says, well, actually, I shaved you. I said, okay, I hope you shaved enough of me. But it was funny. So when I got home, I had to do a little bit more work on the computer, and then I finished up and I was going to go and pick up my daughter at school, and I put the computer down, and stupid me, sometimes I forget, and I put it down with my right arm, the arm that I hurt, and again, the nerve and the muscle snapped, and I hurt it. It was just so painful. This time, instead of feeling good like the first time with the t-shirt, it felt painful, and it's been rather numb ever since. So I'm, you know, slowly through supper I was able to recuperate a little bit, and now I'm going to do groceries, and it should be okay. I'm going to walk slowly and listen to my audio booze, try to catch up on a few, and I'll be lifting everything with my left arm, so not to worry. But just wanted to give you all an update, as well as do my February 22nd. And I'll be back tomorrow with my February 23rd, and a little surprise. I may be picking up a new toy, and I'll fill you all in tomorrow. Have a good evening.